Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie is a catechist and a writer who lives with her husband and three children in Boise, Idaho. Her preaching today is entitled, Who Do We Say That We Are?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. For the past 15 years, I've been part of a catechetical movement called the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. It began in Rome in the 1950s and has since spread throughout the world. In this method of catechesis, the catechist takes on the role of a guide, but also a co-listener with the child. Together, we listen to the Word of God. Our catechesis gets its name from the parable of the Good Shepherd, from John's Gospel, where Jesus reveals who he is. I am the Good Shepherd. Today's Gospel passage comes right after this parable. This image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is one that speaks deeply to the young child. And it is common for a child between the ages of 3 and 6 to return to this parable time and time again. We have hands-on materials of a two-dimensional shepherd with a sheep on his shoulders, and then 10 two-dimensional sheep. As the catechist reads the words from the Bible, the child moves the figures, oftentimes the sheep following the good shepherd in single file or 2 by 2. After listening to the gospel together, we have an opportunity to ask pondering questions, questions that help us and the child to explore the richness of the biblical imagery. Over the past 15 years, the children have taught me a lot about what it means to be a sheep of the Good Shepherd. With one little boy, I pondered, pointing to the sheep atop the shepherd's shoulders. I wonder how this sheep feels to be so close to the shepherd. The boy was silent for a moment before telling me, He feels like he never wants to get down. Another time with a little girl, we focused on how the Good Shepherd calls each of his sheep by name. And the sheep, I mused, how do they recognize their shepherd? They know his voice, she proclaimed. I wonder what it is about that voice that they would recognize it anywhere. I didn't have an answer to my own question. It was just a thought that came to mind, but Greta had a response. It's because he loves them, and them loves him. In their deep essentiality, young children proclaim to us the precious nature of the relationship with a God who knows each of us individually and whose presence brings joy and peace. Today's first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, and it ends with a historical note. It was in Antioch, that the disciples were first called Christians. In the Gospels, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And now, in around the year 44 AD, the disciples take on a name for themselves, answering the question, "Who do we say that we are?" Christians, the ones who pattern their lives on Christ. But how do we, in this day and age, understand our identity as Christians? A few years ago, I was given an insight by another child. On our last session of the school year, Rosemary labored over a picture and card, which she presented to me on her way out the door. On it, she had written with characteristic 7-year-old effusiveness, "I love you, Mrs. Katy. You are a good atrium teacher. You are like the sheep that loves Jesus." As catechists within the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, we eschew the title of teacher, instead preferring to look upon ourselves as a servant to the child's relationship with God, and also as a co-journeyer on the path of Christian life. And although Rosemary gives me this title, she also places me squarely among the sheep, just as I should be. For there is one shepherd, the voice of love calling us to fullness of life, and hoping that once we know what it is like to be carried on his shoulders, we will never want to leave. I carry Rosemary's card with me still, to remind me of who I hope to always be, a sheep who loves Jesus.